you've got family that's out of the area and they can hear the ball game on Cruise 102 FM, WLEW, please go onto the internet and pull up thumbnet.net and go to tonight's live broadcast on Cruise 102.1 FM. Well, the crowd is, hey, they've been here now for about 10 or 15 minutes. We're not too far away from the start of our game here with the national anthem. We're about 2 minutes out. Stephen, where do you want to go?
I just want to say I am a little surprised that if Lakers won the toss, I'm a little surprised that they did not choose to go on offense first, especially how their offense ended against Reese.
Yeah.
I kind of figured they would want to come out, get that offense rolling, and see if they could smack Bad Axe in the mouth a little bit, get that offense rolling, but they want to go on defense. They want to see if they can shut down, see if they want to shut down that Bad Axe offense.
I think they're looking for maybe, I don't want to say a second half advantage, but to come out with the second half control, to start control of the game. But, you know, how do you go? I mean, you flip the coin on this one. Like you said, you could defend it, you could take it and start smacking around. But, you know, you're not going to be smacking around Bad Axe. They just come off a big win, and you guys are coming off, you know, the Lakers are coming off of a loss. Maybe not, I don't want to say insecurity, but, you know, just a little hesitation, guys. Boy, we got beat by Reese. We got beat by an 0-3 team. Not a bad team, guys. Not picking on your Rockets. But we just got beat by an 0-3 team. And let's warm up to this one. Let's kind of generate this thing up a little bit. Well, and the other thing is, you know what it is? When you're coaching and you got parents' night, you got homecoming, you've had all kinds of things going on at school, you know, the pep rallies, you being the home team, you know, you want to get you – it takes a little while. No matter how good you are, it takes a little while to get most of the team back in sync, everybody's head into the game and onto the field where you're thinking, my field, my ball. So,
well, and both of these teams, as you're saying, both these teams, they have motivation. Obviously, home game, you know, for Lakers, their rivals in town. It is homecoming. You know, they don't want to lose on their home field. We look across the sideline, and we have Bad Axe. With a win, they get a share of a league title for the first time in over 20 years. Now, if I'm a Bad Axe player, I don't need any other extra motivation besides that.
Right.
You know, you should be able to come out, you should be able to put the chin strap on, you should be able to go to work and go out there and fight for a league title, especially against arguably your most hated rival.
I want to touch on our officials. The MHSAA, with all the stuff going on with COVID and the rules and the restrictions and everything, I don't know if you knew this, but our last home game here at Laker Field, one of the officials drove over 100 miles to be there
really?
For Friday night's game. So he was the first one. I made it make sure that we feed the officials at halftime. And then when he hit the road, he grabbed some sandwiches and stuff. And I said, well, you know, what are you loading up for? I have a 100-mile ride home. And so these officials have been telling me how far their teams have been coming together, their crews, to get a full 5-man crew together. And we do have a 5-man crew, which is good to have tonight. Some of these teams have been playing with 4-man officiating crews. So we want to welcome again. We announced our officials all earlier. We are right here on 59 seconds, frozen on 59 seconds here before the start of game time. As we wind everything down, the Laker band is on the field. The lights are on. Beautiful. Even with some overcast, we had rain earlier. It's right around 60 degrees here at Laker Field. And you see the wind turbines spinning in the background, the green field with the white numbers out there. Just looks great. Big project at Lakers. Over to our right, through the wall, Stephen. Oh, maybe, what, 50 yards away.
Yep.
If you come to Laker Field, the Laker High School, you will see a massive new facility, and it looks like you're pulling into a university. This is the new 80,000-square-foot Laker Legacy Center. You work here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're looking at two stories. We have a 60-yard indoor turf field. Now you can do football, you can do soccer. They are eventually going to get it set up to where you can do baseball and softball. There's not going to be baseball and softball diamonds per se. Well, you can go in there, you can, you know, get some batting practice up. You can play some tournaments in there. You look over to your left of the turf bay. You have two full-size basketball courts. So there's going to be some practice. There's going to be some AAU tournaments going on out there.
Wow.
You go upstairs, you have a full track you can run on top of the brand new community fitness center that's going to be run by Sure Healthcare Network. It's going to be a one heck of a building out there when that thing is ready to go.
That's amazing. By the way, also, if you're onto that Pixelot system, you can go on to the Facebook on the Laker Tailgate. Laker Tailgate Zone,
yes,
I believe.
Laker Tailgate Zone.
And it'll also give you directions on how to go to the Pixelot.
Yes.
What is also neat about that Pixelot system is the fact that it is tied into our scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you state-of-the-art looking scores and times,
yep,
and everything out of there. As we go to the field, here comes the Laker marching band out to the 50-yard line. Lakers in the dark green uniforms with the white numbers and the Bad Axe hatchets across the field with the white jerseys, white pants, and blue numbers as we stand with our helmets under our arms ready to hear our national anthem from the Laker High School marching band. And you heard in the background, that was the howitzer going off with our Army. Thank you to all of those who have served as we start our ball game tonight. Kurt Damerl along with Stephen Kaczynski bringing you tonight's play-by-play on Cruise 102.1 FM. Thank you to our Army, our Michigan Army National Guard, and our Michigan Army Reserve for bringing us tonight's howitzer in the end zone. Every time the Lakers score, you'll hear that in the background. That's the howitzer from Central Michigan University, the Chippewas.
You know, and we're talking about this on a commercial break. When I went to that Central Michigan, I was down on that field. I knew the cannon was going to fire after seeing you score.
Yeah.
And I would still jump. When that is how loud, and that is how just much it rattles the ground when that thing goes off.
When that went off, you squeezed my hand so hard I can hardly hold the microphone right now. So we're ready to go. If we're looking at the field, we've got a beautiful view here from Laker Tower right down the 50-yard line here with Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. It is Friday night at Laker Field. To your left in the white jerseys with the dark blue numbers on them, that is going to be your Bad Axe Hatchets lining up now at the 40-yard line to kick off. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Logan Collison Russell will be kicking off for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
As Bad Axe Hatchets line up deep, they wait to receive on about the 20-yard line.
And I'm seeing, it looks like we have Corbin Legault, and we're looking at Jensen Emmerich back.
And it'll be a short kick. The ball taken on the 30-yard line, returned down the left side. And a pickup of about 9 yards. 62
like
in on the tackle
seven.
For the Lakers, Peyton Kinney.
Yeah, you know, a decent about 5 to 6 yard squib kick there by Carlson. Also about a 5 to 6 yard gain. Bad Axe start on the 45-yard line.
So first and 10 for the Hatchets on the 40-yard line. 11:55 here to go in the first quarter. Cruise 102.1 FM Sports, WLEW, and on thumbnad.net. First and 10 for the Hatchets. Hatchets go with 3 men in the backfield. Split wide right. And it looks like we're going to have a flag on the
play.
Right
away, and we're going to have a false start on Bad Axe, I do believe.
Right off the start, we've got a flag motion called against the Hatches.
And so, against this Laker defense, one thing you do not want to do is start behind the chains.
First play of the game, you tell the guys, hang tight, hang tight. We've got to get a good play. Let's start this off